It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State modeling predicts that 16.5% of Coloradans have already been infected with COVID-19. Scientists are still unsure how long immunity to the virus lasts and how likely reinfection is. That 16% of Coloradans believe to have had the virus is well below the 70% necessary to achieve herd immunity. The modeling helps scientists make predictions about viral transmission and better understand how the virus has moved through the population. A new poll shows broad support in Denver for prohibiting the sale of all flavored tobacco products. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver City Council is weighing an ordinance that would ban the sales of flavors that can appeal to young people. That includes fruit and candy flavored e-cigarettes and nicotine vaping products, menthol flavored cigarettes, and flavored cigars. The poll of nearly 700 people by Keating Research found nearly two-thirds of Denverites support the move. It's supported by majorities across party, ethnic groups, age, and various parts of the city. Backers say the flavors can lure kids, setting them up for a lifetime of nicotine addiction. Opponents argue the products help adults quit traditional cigarettes and will hurt small businesses that sell them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Government biologists say a bird that roosts in the snow high in the Rocky Mountains is expected to survive warming temperatures over the next several decades and doesn't need endangered species protections. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis has more.
The white-tailed ptarmigan is the smallest grouse in North America. It's found only in alpine regions of Colorado and a sliver of northern New Mexico. While their habitat is expected to deteriorate as climate change brings hotter conditions, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologists determined enough suitable habitat will be left through 2050 for the species to survive. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.